county officials, town officials, state officials, all getting ready for Winter Storm Helena is what it's called officially, if you're keeping track of that. We're joined now on the air by Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, who is among those officials getting ready for what should be a very busy weekend. Mayor, thanks for joining us today.
Happy to be here. But, you know, Aaron, when I was driving here, I heard you say, everyone go ahead and get home. And yet I found myself on my way here.
So. We'll get home after we talk, right?
Okay, all right.
Yeah. So the storm's about to begin. I'm looking at the radar right now, and it looks like Sacsahuaxa's seeing rain. There's a little tiny line of sleet between the rain and the snow that's going to cut across northern Carrboro, northern Chapel Hill area. But we're about to start getting this. So what has the town been doing to get ready?
Yeah, and I know. It's starting a little earlier, I guess, than even yesterday folks were saying. And that's why, of course, we had already canceled our programs for this evening and the weekend. But our town, actually, administrative offices closed today at 1 o'clock to allow our staff members to go ahead and get home and get ready for the weekend and to pick up children and all those kind of things. You know, I would say that our town is doing what the other area agencies are doing that you've been describing over the last couple of hours. I have a little report here from a briefing that we had this morning at 10 a.m. It's kind of coordinated by the heads of all of our major departments, and kind of the scribe and the coordinator, I think, is our fire chief, Chief Williams. But they kind of compiled this briefing, which is one that is in line with what you've been saying. I mean, you know, what all the police is going to be doing, how they're going to address any stranded vehicles. Public Works, of course, has been out treating all the roads with brine and has been coordinating with Chapel Hill to make sure there's ample salt and sand available if they need it. They're going to have our Public Works staff. We're going to have personnel on duty 24 hours, working 12-hour shifts. And what they usually do in Carrboro is start plowing the roads once the accumulation is a little bit greater than 2 inches. So they'll start making the rounds there. You know, fire, usual kind of fire type staffing, having, you know, different people on radio and so forth. As far as emergency communications, and we plan to have, you know, we have a communications plans where the department gets information to our staffer who coordinates communication and gets it out to everyone else throughout the next couple of days. I think one thing I'll say that's a little different this year is that we invested in the town of Carrboro within the last year, invested in a machine, a snow plower, if you will, that works on sidewalks. And so this will be the first time. We weren't able to use it during our last event because it was ice, okay? Mm-hmm. But this is the type of event I believe that it's made specifically for, when you have snow. And so we'll be really, because after, I think it was the snow, not last year, the year before, where our crews were able to get out very quickly and take care of roads and in a manner that was pleasing to everyone. You know, in Carrboro, we have so many folks that walk around that the sidewalks were slower to be, you know, because it was a different kind of a management of the sidewalks. And in fact, a lot of it is really whoever owns the sidewalk in front of their house. And I'm not quite sure how Public Works is going to be determining which sidewalks to plow, but this will be the first event where we get to pull out this new piece of equipment and clear off the sidewalks.
That's really cool. And I know that's been an issue in many snowstorms past, that everyone is responsible for clearing off the sidewalk in front of whatever property they own, but you've got property owners who don't do that, and what's the enforcement mechanism? You've got some properties that are vacant, and who takes care of that? You got the town sidewalk, so there's mm-hmm. There's always a lot of uncertainty with that, so that's cool.
Yeah, and we receive, I'm going to, after we get through a few other items, if I have time, I'll look back at my email and see, but I think we saw an email that came out about that particular item, mm-hmm. and it's a, not that it's a lower priority for walkers, but it'll be after the roads are cleared, but I believe our staff does intend to get it out and start clearing off the sidewalks just as soon as they clear the main thoroughfare, so we'll have to kind of see how that goes.
Is it just the one device right now? So
it's a pretty, it was a pretty nice, expensive
first-time
purchase, and again, I wish I had thought to ask how we were going to prioritize the main walkways. And especially since we're doing it for the first time, it may be kind of a learning process as we mm-hmm. go along to see which ones need to be cleared and which ones are used the most and which ones are trafficked the most. But it's kind of exciting to have it in place and have it ready for use.
Does it matter the extent of the forecast? I know all week long, forecasters have been revising this up and up. It was 1 to 3, then it was 2 to 4, 4 to 6, now it's 7 to 9, with the possibility of 10, because why not? that. at what point does the town or the counties or just municipal organizations, at what point does a certain plan just go into effect? Does it matter whether it's 4 inches or 6 inches or 10?
Great question. And I'm not sure, but my sense would be it might also depend on the particular size and layout of, like, geographic layout of a particular community, mm-hmm. right? I mean, as I've said on your program many, many times before, Carrboro is 6.4 square miles, you know, and so really to hit a lot of the major roads and clear them of snow, if you've got a good plan, you can do that fairly quickly. And then if we do it after every, 3 inches or so, say, you go around a few times, you're able to really get around much more quickly than even in a town like Chapel Hill or certainly, Raleigh or Durham or something like that. But I think this additional layer of the of the sidewalks. It'll be interesting to see because, in Carrboro, that's almost as important in many ways.
Mm. Speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and again, winter storm warning from 7 p.m. on Friday. That's tonight till 7 p.m. on Saturday. So everyone getting out there and trying to pre-treat the roads and do as much preparation in advance of this as possible, but so important for everyone to stay safe. Any particular safety tips? I know everyone's trying to get the word out to people to be as safe as humanly possible, and that's partly municipalities taking action and partly something that individuals have to do too.
Yeah, I would say, like speaking for myself personally, we usually get notices from Duke Energy. We've gotten fewer notices this time, I think, because this is a snow event rather than an ice event. Mm-hmm. So, for example, in my neighborhood where we're on private well and septic, when we know that there's a possibility of an event where we might lose power, we start filling up the bathtub and filling up buckets of water because if we lose power, you lose water. This time, we're not as concerned about that, really based on the forecast of snow rather than ice, although we will likely save some water just in case. But I think the reverse of that is with this snow come these extremely cold temperatures. Mm-hmm. And so particularly Sunday morning and Monday morning, I know we have a few pipes that have been known on the past to get a little dicey, like with freezing, if we don't remember to drip them. So that I know that's something that we'll need to specifically remember to do, and urge everyone to be sure to do that. Take precaution and have that little drip of water rather than risk having those freezing pipes because it's going to get extremely cold this weekend.
Speaking again with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and again, the winter storm is tops on everyone's minds right now, but we're starting to get into 2017. This is Happy New Year, by the way. Yeah. I haven't mentioned this yet. This is your first time on the air in 2017. So let's turn the attention to beyond this weekend and look ahead at 2017, because we've been talking with all of the mayors and all of the county officials and everything about what their priorities are and what the town's priorities are going to be for the year 2017. What are Carrboro's New Year's resolutions?
Yeah. Thank you for that, and Happy New Year. Before we get to that, I was thinking to myself also about, gosh, poor Governor Cooper, all of these inauguration events this weekend just wiped out. he's had such an interesting beginning to his tenure.
It gives him that
governor.
Much more incentive to really do a good job so we can have it again in 4 years.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I would say he's had probably the toughest month and a half of anyone starting their governorship, yeah. Right? Well, with Carrboro, we're set to crank up our year on Tuesday. We have kind of a light agenda for Tuesday night, but then we'll crank right into our meetings and so forth. I'd say one of the biggest items on our agenda this year, and one that I personally am really looking forward to shepherding, is working on an agreement with the Orange County Board of Commissioners to finally, at long last, have a Southwest branch of the Orange County Library brought to Carrboro. This is something that we've been working on for many years, all the years that I've been on the board, and then before me, for some 20 years before that, people in the community have worked on. Its potential sites have moved all around the town, and we seem to have finally settled on, agreed upon, a potential site at 201 South Greensboro. In our last meeting in December, we authorized our town manager to really begin negotiation with the county manager on just what the particulars of a joint building would look like to have the library in there. We're considering what else we might want to include in this building as we move forward, because we recognize, it's an opportunity that we don't have very often in Carrboro. We have had a space need study where we've looked at, our departments and where they may be some possibility for some new location or co-location. We're also cognizant of the fact that we just recently had our completed parking study, and so we need to make sure that we still have adequate parking. So I think the excitement of having that project come to fruition this year, I think, is one that will, it'll take several months, but it'll be really satisfying, I think, for everyone involved.
What's the time frame there? Is it maybe opening this year or
not open? Yet? Not opening, but not but maybe next
getting
year.
Getting signed off on.
It's very, you know, this year is the year that I believe maybe even this fall we might break ground, and then within the year it may be built. There are still some moving parts that have to come together. But in our last meeting, the packet for our last meeting in December, we actually had a map, and I've got a time frame map, and I need to actually pull that out because some other folks have been asking me about that as well, and I want to make sure people can see it.
What other big developments coming for Carrboro? Will the town start talking about Lloyd Farm again, or is that still on the back burner?
Yeah, the Lloyd Farm project, we'll just have to see what ends up coming with that. Mm-hmm. I haven't spoken with the folks involved with that project since that was rejected a few months ago, or I guess 2 months ago. But we also are continuing to see the South Green development move along. Anyone who's been through Carrboro has seen now the lane shift at the bottom mm-hmm. of South Greensboro Street because this new pipe is being put in across the street that will make that development viable and also help with some of the flooding we've had on one side of the road. But we're really looking forward to that getting done and getting that moving along. And that will probably, after that project of the pipeline is done, then that project should start moving forward. Mm-hmm. And so that'll be really exciting. We have, you know, our approved second hotel in Carrboro. I actually spoke with the manager today on giving us a status update on that because it was our understanding that would be moving forward very shortly. And so if and when that construction on that begins, that'll be coming from, you know, anyone coming from Chapel Hill to Carrboro might encounter whatever construction concerns we'll have coming from that way. But that'll be a good concern, having that construction happening. And then, of course, Shelton Station, we've started the construction on the back half of that project. I've noticed they're starting to kind of shift some dirt around for that. The front part of that project will open sooner than the back part, but the back part is the part that will be the affordable rental units. Then construction on that will be going on that this year. So a lot of construction happening around town this year. In addition, we'll be doing some things like implementing. I told you we just received this parking study, which indicated that we actually have enough parking in Carrboro. It's just that we need to find a way to better coordinate it or organize it
okay.
or match up businesses that maybe have lots that aren't being utilized in the evening or in the mornings. So figuring out some ways to work on that, I think that's going to be another priority of the town to try to make maybe even, you know, like wayfinding to make sure people know where those parking spaces are. So
does that include the spaces in the deck?
It includes the spaces in the deck.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it sure does. Yeah.
All right. Speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, and Mayor, before we let you go, I want to ask about 2017 New Year's resolutions, partly in terms of values as well, because we've got a new presidential administration coming in, still got a GOP-controlled General Assembly, both of which are, at least most of the time, taking actions that seem to be at odds with Carrboro's values. So what will the town do in order to promote its values sort of as a municipality in 2017?
Yeah, I think particularly, you know, a couple I can think of that we have, you know, supported for many years, will continue to support our immigration policies, mm-hmm. such as they're permitted in the state. We'll continue. I know I heard you all talking about the letter that we signed on to the mayor to the president, the mayor's letter to the president to support you know, policies and laws that can help our immigrant community. I know that we'll be doing whatever we can to support our immigrant community, not just our Hispanic community, but, you know, we our Syrian refugees and any other refugees that we have in our respective towns, making sure we stand up for their rights and making sure we see that they're treated just like they should be treated. So I know that's one in particular that we'll do within the bounds of the law. And then, of course, we'll continue to nudge at every turn that we can on HB2 mm-hmm. until it's fully repealed and then we're able to finally put in place discrimination laws that cover the LGBT community. And I think that's going to be a long, hard battle over the course of the next several months. But we're, you know, there's an end game in sight that we'll continue to speak out on, just as we always have.
Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, there's a snowstorm coming, so we'll let you go. But thank you so much, and Happy New Year.
Thanks, Aaron. You too.